Current City Councilmember Brian Marl also works as an aide to Jeff Irwin in the State House of Representatives. He's spent the past 4 years on City Council. Marl says he's passionate about Saline's future, and his plans for working with council in the coming years include 5 key areas he says are crucial to the city's success.
Financial stewardship, support for public safety, investment in our infrastructure systems, economic development, and openness and transparency in city government and the way we communicate with our residents.
Marl cites his track record on city council in Lansing and as president and CFO of his local church.
I have the proven ability to take a vision from concept to reality. Very briefly, I think that's the main reason why I'm running, and that's the main reason why people should vote for me.
Marl says he'll take aggressive, bold action in dealing with Saline's budget if elected mayor. He says the city faces financial challenges.
So Saline needs a mayor who's going to be very cognizant of the fact that people are struggling financially, and therefore we need to be good stewards of the public resources that we're responsible for.
Marl says he'd go through the city budget with a fine-tooth comb, looking for redundancies and areas to save money. He says he's not afraid to partner with other entities to trim costs. Glenn Law spent nearly 8 years on Saline City Council before leaving to take a teaching position up north. Now he's back with what he says are the qualities people want in a mayor, including being a consensus builder.
When I was on council, I tried hard to reach a consensus on a broad range of issues, and that enabled me to sort of bridge the gap with some of the council members when there was an issue that was maybe tying things up where we, you know, had to get our heads around.
Law says he also has the values residents expect in a mayor.
I helped raise a family in this community for over 12 years. Our daughter went to Saline Area Schools for the entire time that we've been here, and she's now a senior, and we value the school system here. Just the fact that also I know that, you know, raising a family in these hard economic times, especially these days, certainly has its struggles and challenges.
Law says the Saline mayor's office needs more citizen input, and he'll make the city's financial situation his first priority.
A lot has to do with what's going to happen in Lansing and what the lawmakers decide after the election with the personal property tax. That potentially has a huge impact on many municipalities as far as, you know, where they go financially and what they can do financially for the community.
Law says the city is fortunate to have a staff that's helped keep Saline's finances on an even keel. Among the experiences Law says have helped prepare him to be mayor are serving in various capacities for area festivals, including helping to initiate Winterfest a couple of years ago. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.